Hello, welcome to Amaze Sauce Podcast. So I was recently watching Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan Experience, and he had Tom DeLonge on his podcast. Tom DeLonge, if you don't know, is the he's the guitarist or something for Blink 182. Anyways, the podcast was really interesting. So if you don't have a chance, go visit the Tom DeLonge Joe Rogan podcast. Anyways, this guy had so much to say about what was actually going on in the alien UFO world. And a lot of that, what that podcast had been about, has already come and passed as far as the videos that he was able to get on CNN and all these other places where these UFOs actually were intercepted by fighter jets. Such an interesting podcast, because Tom DeLonge, he always says what you don't know, I know, or something along those lines. I'm saying what something to the effect of what he says. He says, what you don't know, I know, and what I know, I can't tell you, pretty much. And it's crazy, because he was saying all these crazy things, and it's like, yes, UFOs exist, aliens exist, and the government is trying to find some way to tell us about it. He may not be the best spokesman, he may not be, you know, but he's providing a service for the intelligence community that deals with UFOs and aliens. Now, whether or not he's a disinfo agent, whatever, you know, who knows? But if I'm to take his word at face value, I would say this dude knows a lot about what's actually going on in the world. If you just watch that podcast, man, it'll blow your socks off. It is one of the most fascinating podcasts I've ever listened to. And he goes in depth in these things, and he tells you, you know, there's stuff I can't tell you. And one of the things that I found most interesting, he was talking about the human race, and he was like saying that the human race may not survive. And that, to me, is fascinating, because there's so many different things going on at once with these aliens and UFOs. There's so many competing agendas. And the thing is like, the United States, one of the things here's another thing he said. He said that these UFOs can stop time and time inside the bubble of their spacecraft. So, you know, the thing is that they can stop time. So obviously they have a way to pretty much time travel, which is bizarre. It's crazy to think about. And, you know, we're trying to replicate that technology. And according to him, we've replicated a little bit of it, because he even said that some of these spacecraft that we see are in fact piloted by humans. So we've replicated it to some extent, but there's all kinds of problems involved with it. And another interesting thing was that Bob Lazar, you know, the guy that came out in the 80s or something in Las Vegas and said, hey, these people are after me, blah, blah, blah. You know, he said that there would be another, there's a element on the periodic table that these spacecraft are using. And this was back in the 80s, and everybody was like, oh, he's crazy. And then in 2012 or 2013, this new element for the periodic table came out, and it just confirmed that Bob Lazar was telling the truth the whole time. So, you know, a lot of these whistleblowers and these people that are made fun of and considered pariahs for what they've done and what they're doing have been proven right. It's just that nobody followed up and was like, hey, this actually proved you, you know? And I think that's so fascinating. And I think that if you were to listen to this podcast, you would really get a sense for what is actually going on in the world of UFOs and aliens for that realm of things that happens in the intelligence community. But anyways, I'm gonna get off here, and I hope you're having a good day, and I'll talk to you later.